Council of Moms. We're already laughing. We're fast friends. Council of Moms is the best of women coming together. And the women we have coming together are Shima, Law, and Simony. Thanks for being here. I'm Lisa Valentine Clark. This is so exciting. I love the Council of Moms.
And we love
it's so
you.
So fun. Oh, and here is here's some more taglines that I'm introducing. You, and if you guys have any, feel free to share them. I love this.
Okay, that's good.
I like that. Council of Moms, breathe in, breathe out. What's that smell? Never mind, none of your business. I like that, right? How many times as moms do you go, what is that smell? Is that just me?
Never mind. Walk away. Walk to a different place.
Walk away. But, and always
never
my
good.
Favorite. Yeah.
It's never good.
Council of Moms, because you never thought you'd have to say, put your pants back on, we're in church. Or that actually happened to me at a parent-teacher conference. One of my kids, like, took off their diaper and their pants and ran around, and they were like, somebody was like, whose kid is that? And I was like, it's mine. I love it. Council of Moms, don't worry. Soon they'll grow up, and then you'll worry even more. Surprise!
True.
But most of all, Council of Moms, made with real moms. And we're so glad that our real moms are here. Here is our question. Take it as you will, Council. My kid has no real hobbies. How do I help them find their passion? Council? How do you do that?
This was such a funny topic to me because I'm an artist, right? So that's the world that I live in. So my kids would come home with the most bizarre things and they'd be like, I want to try accordion. I'm like, you bet. Let's go find an accordion or a ukulele or like, I want to be a fencer. I'm like, well, I just found this fencing class for you, right? So like my kids tried a lot of stuff, sometimes for a very short amount of time, right? But I don't know if that helped them find any passions or not, but we certainly tried a lot of stuff.
Ooh, I'd love to hear. What are all the things that you've tried that come to your mind? And what did they end up actually doing?
Oh, gosh. I mean, we tried karate and we tried fencing and we tried ceramics and we tried ukulele and I had an accordion in my house for a while. You know, and there were, you know, so it was... There was lots of musical theater. We had a lot of musical theater in my house, you know, different instruments, lots of different. I only have two kids, but there was a lot of chaos for a while, you know, as you have different people trying different things. And, you know, usually, honestly, the stuff that stuck is the stuff that is the standard, like the piano. You know, the stuff that doesn't seem all that exciting, but those are the things that they are kind of drawn to now. But, yeah, it was, you know, I think having an attitude of let's try a lot of different things is helpful. We didn't try as many sports balls in my house, but there was a few years of soccer. So
you gave it the try, the old college try.
Yeah, we tried.
Building on hers, which is try everything. One of the first things I did when we moved here was I signed my daughter and I up for Girl Scouts, and I was the leader. Because we were lonely and we needed friends, and it turned out to be the best thing for both of us because we still have the best group of, she's still, you know, best friends with this same group of girls that we had this amazing Girl Scout troop when they were in second grade. And I love all the moms and they're amazing. And pretty soon we'll all cry our eyes out when they all graduate in a few months.
Yeah.
But I say, if they're going to try it, you might as well jump in there too. And, you know, be the team mom, be the carpool leader, whatever it is, it connects you to the other families as well. And so, you know, it helps them and it helps you too.
Yeah.
And it was such a great way to get involved with when you're new, especially.
Yeah.
But sometimes parents just gotta, you can't just have it all come to you. You can't just sit back and be like, well, my kid doesn't have friends or, you know, I don't have a lot of mom friends. You gotta put yourself out there and, you know, make those connections.
And you might have to do things you don't necessarily wanna do.
Yeah.
Right?
Like, and it turns out being fun most of the time, I think.
Yeah.
And you might get a friend or two out of it. And that's a
I love
bonus.
That. Like two for one. Yeah.
That's right.
That's so fun. Yeah, I feel like this one's a hard one for me because I feel like if my kids like complain, like I didn't have a lot of activities growing up. We were immigrants. Like we didn't have money for outside things. Only my younger siblings got that. And they are really much better at sports and other things. So I feel like, I don't know, my critique of like my own kids and like their generation, it's like, I think they're so overprogrammed and there's like, so it's so set in their lives that I feel like I actually, because I didn't have all the opportunities that maybe some people that I grew up with had to do dance or ballet or soccer, like we had a little bit of that, but only older. I feel like I got to be more creative. Like I got to lay in my room and stare at the ceiling. I decorated my room once. I put like all, like the whole room was covered in magazine things I liked. And I'm like, our kids don't have those opportunities. They're not even in their rooms, right? Mm. Like they're either on electronics or watching something or they're programmed to the hour. And this is my kids too. It's not like, I'm not saying I'm absolved from it, but I wonder if like, if your kids doesn't have passions, like maybe allow them to get bored for a little bit and see what they do. Like I had my second son is very like inventive and like he likes to do things with his hands. I remember before he got his phone, he was always in the backyard. Like he would create these, like he'd be like, Mom, can we go to Ace Hardware? It's like your experiments, Law. Like we'd get these little like metal things. He would make like arrows and then he would just like shoot the arrows through this like, you know, like, I don't know, tube that he created. Like he was like creating these like fun games for himself, hours he'd spend in the backyard. Yeah. And that's like what made me so happy because I'm like, this is awesome. He's like being creative. He's inventing things. Like that's going to help him so much more than like this programmed whatever hour I have for him. Like, what's Tuesday? You have to go to tennis or you have to go to this and that. So I don't know. It's like part of it is like bemoaning the fact that like there's not time for them to find their passions in some ways because we're so over programming them. And this is me. Maybe like my problem is this, but is like they're so doing their activities now where I think when we were growing up and maybe our older kids didn't have as much. I don't know what y'all think about that.
Yeah. But. Oh, I do too. And I think that there's also this weird thing that is trying to take kids' hobbies and like making them specialize in them.
Yes.
Right? Like, so like if you start like,
so they can be an Olympian.
You have to get into baseball
you have to get, like,
in first grade. And if you don't if you don't do the league first grade, you'll never make it in high school or, you know, you can't just try stuff. So I love that. Like, because I grew up in a house like that, Law, too, like where you're like, you can just try anything that you want, but funds were limited. And so you kind of had to be careful about it.
Right.
But I don't like, even in this question, like I want my kids to have hobbies and find their passion. Those are two different questions, really.
Yeah.
Because I think that like, I try to tell my kids now as they've gotten older, like you can go into something and be really passionate about something and then have a hobby that you're just sort of mediocre at, but you just like doing it. And
but
you don't
it's
have
fun.
To like, which is fun. It's fun to have a hobby, which is like something that you're not, maybe you're talented in it, maybe you're not, but you just like doing it and you're not going to make it into a business or sell something from it or specialize it, but you just do it because like, you just like it. It's just a hobby. Yeah. It's just for fun. And I do think like Shima is saying, like we're getting away from that idea of like how many adults do you know that just have hobbies that they do stuff, you know, and is that going away? So I do think that that's an important part of like mental health too.
Yeah.
Like what's like, I love Simone, how you brought up like this idea of a group of like Girl Scouts, because it's like you're doing activities together with other people. It's like connecting with the community, which I think is a
and
huge
service.
Thing.
Like Girl Scouts do a ton of service, which is so good for them at that age. It's beautiful. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Well, I think you bring up an important part there, an important thing, Lisa, that when we think about adults with hobbies, we have this mindset now that a hobby we somehow are supposed to monetize it. Like we have to be really good at it and somehow sell it to other people. And we can't just be bad at stuff that's really fun. But, you know.
That we like.
Like, I liked watercolor. Does anyone want those in their home? They do not.
No.
Right? I play the piano. Am I going to play in front of anybody?
No, but I like it.
Our kids don't have to be really good at something. And we have to be able to teach them that they can just enjoy something. Thing and not be the best at it.
And you don't have to be the best at it. I think that's the key right there.
Yeah.
I had my one son, Law. He was saying to me, he was like, Mom, what sport are you good at? Like, everybody has to be good at a sport.
Oh,
and I'm
I
like,
know.
Honestly, none. He's like, well, you have to be good at something. I'm like, no, like, I'm okay at yoga. Like, I'm okay at pickleball. Like, I'm okay. You know, I just like, I'm, but I still enjoy it. It doesn't mean I can't do those things because I'm not good. Right?
Yeah. My son took fencing for a while and he was having a pretty good time at it, right? It's swords.
Yes.
And swords. Then I remember, I know. And then someone said to us, oh, you know, that's a really good one for a scholarship to get into these schools. You can be on the fencing team. Yep. And then it became, and then it took the fun out of it.
It ruined it.
Right? Because it became something that then you had to work out really hard so you could get really good so that it got you something later on. And he lost his interest in it. You know,
that's
because
he
was like, I don't actually care if I get that good, you know, and then he didn't think he could do it anymore.
And back to Lisa's point, I think when we get our kids into competitive baseball in first grade, like it kills the passion for them. And I don't know if you guys saw this with your kids, but my two boys felt like they had to choose between basketball and soccer before they were eight. And they were good at both, but then they both chose basketball. But then by sophomore year, they both were tired of basketball because that's all they did was competitive basketball. And every day we're traveling 30 minutes. And it's kind of like, do we want to do that? Some kids are just like truly have one passion and they love that. But most kids, I think, like a variety like we do. Like, you know, we don't want to get burned out.
I've seen a lot of kids in high school use sort of what's a hobby lead to like jobs. Like my daughter, I don't know if it's a hobby to give yourself facials and to give your friend facials. Is it?
It is.
And hair treatments and like makeup. These girls would do that all the time. And let's call it a hobby. Why not?
Mm-hmm.
Because, you know, that's a fun thing that they enjoy to do. And now she works at a beauty supply store.
Mm-hmm.
And she loves it. And
she
whatever their hobby. A lot of kids, they were on swim team and now they're lifeguards. You know, like you don't have to be great. And it might just be something fun you do with your friends. But it could lead to something, you know, like a job or some
I do think taking that, pressure off and saying, hey, this could lead to something and maybe it could just be something that you do for the rest of your life.
Yeah. Just enjoy.
Just to enjoy it and just to try something new. You know, it was hard, like, to introduce, like, my oldest was really shy and introverted and worried about going to, you know, high school and stuff. And I said, you should just run cross country because those are always the nicest kids.
They are. It's true.
They welcome anyone. You don't have to try out. And you could go into high school, like, because they start in the summer before, just knowing friends. Just having friends before you start high school. And he did. Does he run now? No. Is he glad that he did cross country? Yeah.
Cool.
He's like, I'm so glad I did that. That was really fun. Huh. And I wouldn't have done that. And that's the only time that I really like forced my kids sort of to have a hobby other than, hey, I already paid for these lessons and you're going to go.
I
have done that, which is always so great. But I do have a cautionary tale, like, because I have this idea of like, yes, any hobby you're into, like, let's follow it, but it can get really expensive.
It does.
So especially like with like my kids have tried every freaking instrument, right? Mm-hmm. And then recently, like, and at a time, one of my kids, I won't name names, was like kind of sad about life. And so of course I'm like, put it into your art, right? Like art will help anything, like music or art or like sports, anything like that is going to help, like a hobby. And so they said, I want to try the drums. And so I was like, I'm on it. And I had a friend who had like a drum set and I just filled in the pieces. It's super expensive.
Yeah.
To buy drum pieces, I got the full set and I was like, here you go. Here's lessons. You're going to get out all this, you know, anger and like do it. And it lasted like a month and then there was no practicing.
Yes.
And then they just didn't want to show up to the lessons. And I was like, why am I pushing this? Like, this wasn't something that like, like I cared about. This is something that I thought you cared about. And so now I have this expensive drum set. But I am saying, like, if that's the cost, you know, sometimes I think it has to be led by the kid and not the parent, even when the kid asks the parent for help. Does that make sense?
Yes.
But I don't exactly know how that is best orchestrated, to be honest, especially when your kids get a little bit older.
Yeah. Is the lesson think? There like, just to rent a drum set?
Maybe it is. Maybe it's like rent to own or borrow. Maybe yeah. we should just borrow stuff from each other. The Council of Moms is just like a
law has a lot of yeah. instruments source. Too, right, law?
You need a swap, yeah. like a swap and shop.
Yeah. Yes. No, I'm not real. Kidding, though. Like, it could help. I don't know.
I mean, yeah, because like art supplies and all that stuff, it does get it's real expensive between instruments mm-hmm. and
totally.
Oh my gosh, yeah. No. I mean, I think I have a box of Rubik's cubes somewhere, right? Because someone went through a phase of that, you know. Yeah. So
how many Pokemon cards do we have?
Oh my
in
gosh.
Our life?
Right.
Oh, so many.
So many. In the, like, sleeves,
like,
you know?
Yep. Books and binders. Books yeah. and books.
Yes.
Yeah. Of Pokemon cards.
Yep. Or they're just like, no, this is the thing. Day, right? I'm going to love this forever. Or dead Tamagotchis. I don't know if you guys know what those are. But it's like a pet, and it's digital, and I'll take care of it. I love it. Just the weird stuff yes. that requires.
Yes.
But, you know, you want them to try hobbies, and I guess that risk is, like, that they'll abandon them, too.
Yes.
You know?
Well, to be perfectly honest, a lot of it is about building community, right? They're trying to find the people that they fit yeah. in with, right? Yeah. So whether it's at the dance class or with the music or with the sports, they're trying
to
find
around the Dungeons and Dragons table.
Yes, right? But they're trying to find a community of people that yes. are like them, right? And, you know, I teach theater kids who, you know, are often, you know, nature's misfits. And they're, you know,
bless
and
them.
They... Yeah, they finally find each other and they're all weird together, right? So that's a lot of times that's what kids
Isn't that
need
great?
Is they need a community of kids that are like them. And you know, sometimes it's hard. Yeah. You've got a kid who's a little bit different than their siblings or the kids yeah. in the neighborhood. So
and usually that requires somebody else. And this is the thing about parenting that I think is like it was a beautiful kind of reluctant discovery for me. It was that you're not going to be able to give your kids everything that you want to give them or that they need, and that other people are going to be able to fulfill a need of them in a way that you can't, because you can't be all things to everyone. And mm-hmm. so, like, whereas, like, we were a very, like, theater artsy home, you know, when one of my kids wanted to do sports, I had to ask somebody else to help with that. Or yeah. when we needed drum lessons, I needed to ask for somebody else. You know what I mean? And,
yeah.
and then you're introducing other people into their lives. And I underestimated how awesome that is. How that community, you don't even know how great that community can be for your kid, you right. know, because they respond to it in a different way.
Yeah. Yeah. So good.
And it's an opportunity for that. I think hobbies can be a gateway for that of you saying, you know, this person does this thing that you really want to do, and you can connect with them in a different way and maybe learn some life lessons along the way, which isn't the worst thing in the world, you know? I don't know.
That's true. I love it. I love hobbies that have, like Sim was saying, just like Girl Scouts, or like you go with your congregation at church and they serve, or they have like youth groups, different types of mm-hmm. churches have those. And I think just trying to teach my kids, because I as again, with my background, it's like, I don't want my kids to think it's yeah. all about them. Like, one, like, yeah. we do chores with the family, but also, like, can we serve other people that are less fortunate than us? And I think Girl Scouts are in that for sure. And other, you know, a lot of church congregations try to do service in their youth meetings. I just think, like, if I can develop anything in my kids, it's, like, a passion to serve other people and to think outside mm-hmm. themselves. And as adults, we all know that we're not happiest when we're focusing on us. We're happiest when we're focusing on others. And so... If anything I could teach my kids, it's like your passion can be found in serving others, not doing what's good for you, right? Like if you're feeling
Ooh,
sad,
I do like
go
that.
Write a, yeah. a friend a text. Drop
I'm writing that down.
Off. Oh, stop. Stop it.
I love you, that you heard it here on Council of Moms. Simony is writing, just taking
I'm
notes.
I'm
Don't
writing
write
that.
It down. You're the one who made me think of it.
See the power of being together.
Yeah.
It's
that was
true,
good.
Though.
That was really good.
That is really good. That's true, because it is, you know, again, we think of these, like, here's their hobbies, here's their education, yeah. here's their service, here's their spirituality, here's their friend group. Like, they're different compartmentalized, like, yeah, little right. boxes, mm-hmm. but it's not. It's all mixed mm-hmm. together.
Yeah.
It's all together. So I'm really curious, what are some of the hobbies that your kids have now? And did any of them surprise you?
Well, I do have a kid who is majoring in theater. So
I can't believe that.
That's surprising.
I know. Too much exposure.
Yeah. Well, you wonder. Yeah. Because people are always like, because my late husband and I like are both actors and stuff. So everyone's like, oh, I bet your kids and just all love acting. I'm like, nope, just two, you know, just two, one for real. And one's kind of maybe, you know, so.
Yeah. The other one is really good at pub trivia questions for theater, though.
That's amazing.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Could make some serious cash on Jeopardy. Got it.
You yeah. can. Yeah. You can get free pizza. My son actually just won. My oldest, Keon, just won a trivia night. Like he was so proud of himself. They went to Brick's Pizza in Salt Lake City, and they won this trivia night that got them all free pizza. They were so happy.
That's amazing.
That's a skill. That's a good hobby.
That's a good one.
So wait, what do your other kids do, Lisa, besides acting? I didn't know that was another option in your family. Comedy? Do any
yeah,
of them have
it was
comedy?
Like,
they're so
do
funny.
Anything.
And
they're all really funny, but they all know better than to pursue that as a career.
I don't know. It worked for
you
mom.
You know what my oldest kid, like, and I said to my oldest kid, I was like, we did guitar lessons and piano lessons and violin and cross country. And I could name you 10 other things. And guess what he likes to do in his spare time? Well, he's taught himself. He taught himself how to play the guitar. And so I think that's really cool. But he also likes reading 12th century Japanese literature.
Wow. Oh, of course.
And I was like, sorry I didn't send you to the YMCA class on Japanese literature. Wow. They didn't have a summer pro. Sorry I made you take so many acting classes and art classes. I knew I missed the mark, but I didn't know how far.
Wow, that's fascinating. We could do a whole
Isn't
episode just on that. Like, what are they learning from 12 cents?
Oh
like, give
gosh.
Me one, just
He just
one
reads it on it. I have no idea. He just, like, he's like, Mom, did you, this literature, and did it, and he's, I'm teaching myself Japanese, and I love this, and I'm going to, and I'm like, okay.
Okay. Sorry.
Sounds great. Like, and we have no connection to, but they find their thing. That's the thing. Like, they find their thing, right? Like, and I have a daughter who loves rock climbing.
So good.
You know, just, it's just, you know, and a lot of my kids like music, but they, anyway, it's just, it's never what I thought they were gonna like. It's just, it's different. And I have a daughter who is obsessed with animals, and I don't much care for that, but good for her. Like, she, if it had her way, she'd have four dogs and 12 cats, and like, you know, so kids, you know, I think we put a lot of pressure on ourselves as moms, like, I need to help them find it, but just like allowing what, you know, that to unfold, it does really unfold.
I'm so good.
Sim, what are your kids into?
Oh, gosh. With the trivia, my oldest loves trivia, and we watched Jeopardy every night.
That's so funny.
Every year of his life, and we love it too. And so, you know, he and his girlfriend go play trivia and win the money on Thursday night, you know, at the pub night.
I
guess that's a hobby, right? And they both love photography, and they both love animals, and so he's just picked all this up without any help from me, you know.
Yeah,
he's,
that's the thing,
he just
they find it,
found his thing. Lucas, my middle, was my sporty kid who tried, you know, who did all the sports and all that. What has happened recently is my husband tried to make him a golfer. And he always tried to bring him golfing, like, he's gonna love golf. But he never really took to it until about a year ago. And he went with a friend in Arkansas, and it just clicked. And now he is so passionate about golf. And finally, my husband's like, hi, you know, like, he loves golf now. And you never know when, you know, a love or passion or hobby is going to pop up. Sometimes it just takes a friend to invite you along and show you like, oh, this can really be fun, you know? So he's doing a lot of that. And then my baby girl is a tennis player.
Aww.
And she does facials. So, she loves nails. We do a lot of nails and facials.
She's a real girly.
All that. good stuff. But she's great. She's
amazing. I love that. I love that. And Shima, what are your kids into? What are their hobbies?
So the boys I told you about that were into basketball, really big basketball, sophomore year, my oldest transitioned to climbing. So like yours, he just started rock climbing and he loved it. He could do it every day after school. There's still a community. So it's like, mm-hmm. you know, checks all the boxes as a mom. You just don't want them sitting around on phones. And so that was perfect. He loves that. And they also ski and surf. So they love, you know, kind of the individual sports. They moved from the group sport to that. My second one loves to run. He loves to work out. He like figured out how to get really fit and takes creatine and, you know, eats like 5 eggs every morning, like that kind of. I don't know if any of you have kids that are doing that, but that's what he's into. And then it's like so early, right? It's like everything, tennis and tumbling, and because it's easier to do it in small doses when you're little, like basketball and everything, all the little things.
I love this, and I love this conversation because I feel like this is a really, like, fun, surprising thing about motherhood when a lot of it seems, like, confusing and heart-wrenching. Yes. Like, this seems like an easy one of, like, it's kind of fun to see what your kids are into. And they'll, like, hands off, it's like, oh, they'll find it. And I appreciate your different perspectives and sharing that with. As always, the Council of Moms, I just love when we can all be together and have this like perspective, because I think it does give me a little bit more confidence as my kids get older of like, oh, they'll find their things, and then that will help them connect with people. It's a really great tool to encourage your kids to get into their hobbies if you're worried about them connecting with other people too, like, and finding a community. Mm-hmm. And I think that's really, really great advice. And so I encourage everyone who's listening to find your own Council of Moms, moms made up of different backgrounds and different walks of life, because I do think that we're really stronger together. And if you are listening, wherever you listen to your podcasts, go over to YouTube, because that's where you can see our faces and what we look like. And everyone smile. And don't forget to like and subscribe to the Council of Moms. We'd love to bring more people into this community, into the party, to share good ideas. And our community is over there on YouTube. So thanks again, and we'll see you next time.